Good evening. This is Danielle Soto with the South Coast Air Quality Management District. We're going to begin with our introductions.
This is Andrea Polidori, Atmospheric Measurements Manager.
Marion Coleman with Compliance and Enforcement.
Susan Nakamura, Planning and Rules.
Joe K. Gosh, Planning and Rules.
And over the phone?
Nancy Feldman from Principal's Office.
Elijah Kasopoulos with Engineering and Permitting.
Fabian Weston, Public Affairs.
Anyone else from AQMD on the phone? Okay, thank you. We'll start with our first update with monitoring.
Yes, so good evening, everyone. I have just a few updates. So there is no facility has been under, no facilities have been under curtailment for quite a long time now. And in terms of monitoring results, monitoring data that were collected on October 19th of this month have been posted on the website today. Monitoring data that have been collected on October 22nd will be posted on the website tomorrow. Concentration of Chrome 6 pretty much at all sampling sites have been well below the 1 nanogram per cubic meter threshold, with the exception of a few sites, site 19 on October 10th, which is north of aircraft, site 23 also on October 10th, which is in South Paramount, and the site 38 that is yes, likely about 1 nanogram per cubic meter. In terms of the compliance sites, the highest concentration at site 8, which is near aircraft, the highest concentration in the past month was about 0.3 nanogram per cubic meter, and the highest concentration at sites 14 and 15, which are near Anaplex, was 0.44 nanogram per cubic meter. In terms of school monitoring, we are still monitoring at Gaines, Mokler, and near Lincoln. The concentration there have been very low, so you know the highest was about 0.28 at site number 25 on Monday, October 16th. We have several reports on source testing that you can find on our website. So the source test reports are for Carton Forge, Weber Press, Matco, and Lubco. And this concludes my update on monitoring activities.
Thank you very much. We will now go to our compliance update.
Good evening. This is Marion Coleman. We have continued to perform odor surveillances in the Paramount area near Lincoln Elementary School, as well as in the southern part of Paramount. We have not been receiving as many public complaints for the southern Paramount area. However, we continue to receive complaints near Lincoln Elementary School. We have taken enforcement action, and those notices are updated on our webpage. And we have met with the third-party consultant who are performing odor surveillances near Carlton Forge, and we have accompanied them on those odor surveillances that were conducted. I believe they performed them every day last week, and have confirmed that there are some odors that are present near the Carlton Forge plant. And we've detected those odors off-site when the facility is performing their grinding operations. We have noticed that there are no odors being detected when they're under their when their operations are being curtailed, and so we believe that those odors that we're detecting are associated with their grinding operations. And that concludes our update for compliance.
Thank you. On the phone, Nancy, did you have a legal update?
Yes, you still there?
Yes, we can hear you. Thank you.
That's good.
Yes, we had a status hearing on the order for abatement that was issued against Carlton Village. Just to build on what Marion just told, we are still getting odor complaints, particularly during the times of day that Carlton Forge is not curtailing their grinding operation. Under the order for abatement, they are required to curtail all grinding operations between the hours of 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. And so we found that as a result of that, we're getting more complaints now at around 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and others throughout the day. At least it confirms for us that the odors are, in fact, due to the grinding operations. And so when we had the status hearing, we did consider expanding the curtailment hours. However, that the company does claim that that's just not feasible for them, that they, as a practical matter, they can't do that and sustain their business. So in consideration of the fact that they are required to come in compliance by installing a quite an extensive carbon bed system to permanently control odors from the facility and have that in no later than January 4th, the hearing board left the order in place and added a requirement that the facility test and use, if feasible, that being if they're commercially available and safe to use, low-odor grinding wheels. And they have not put them in widespread use yet. They're waiting for the manufacturers to complete the supply so that they can start to use them more extensively. But we are hopeful that these will help in the interim over the course of the next few weeks. And we also take some comfort in the fact that with Thanksgiving break coming up and then winter break, the most heavily impacted part of the community, that being Lincoln Elementary, will be closed only for another 36 days or so before the solution is in place. So it was a successful status hearing, and we're hoping to get some good results in January.
Thank you, Nancy. And Lockie, I think you're also on the phone. Did you have an update?
Yes, Aircraft Corporation, under their order of abatement that we covered in previous phone calls, they were required, among other things, to install controls specifically to vent their two buildings, Building 2 and Building 3, where their heat treating furnaces are located, and vent those to dust collectors. We received permit applications for three temporary dust collectors, and we completed our evaluation of those applications, and today we issue those three permits. That concludes my report.
Thank you, Lockie. We'll now go to Susan Nakamura for a planning and rules update.
Hi, this is Susan Nakamura. So on Thursday evening at 5 o'clock, we have a working group meeting in Compton at the Dollar Hyde Community Center on Proposed Amendment Rule 1469. Proposed Amendment Rule 1469 affects electroplating and chromium anodizing facilities. And it's the same type of operation that is being conducted at Anaplex and at Lubco. And so we're working on the amendments, and so this will be the seventh working group meeting for Proposed Amendment Rule 1469. That concludes my update.
Thank you, Susan. We will now take questions. You can email your questions to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov, and we will answer them in the order that they are received. Our first question is from Melissa. Hello, my name is Melissa Perez, and I was a resident of Paramount, who now attends UCSB. My questions regarding the air quality of Paramount are the following. And we'll take them one at a time. The first one, what is the percentage of improvement, if any, has been made for regulating and lowering the toxin levels of nickel and hexavalent chromium?
Sure. Hi, this is Joe K. Gosh. So I'm going to address these the two metals kind of one at a time. So nickel levels were one of the concerns, early concerns regarding Carlton Forge back when we started monitoring in 2013. And nickel levels, you know, primarily based on improvements that Carlton Forge has implemented at that facility, nickel levels were about cut in half. From where they were in 2013, so I guess with 50% reduction. As far as hexavalent chromium goes, you know, we've been measuring hexavalent chromium at several dozen sites throughout the city of Paramount and in the northern parts of Long Beach that border the city of Paramount, and so the hex chrome levels, as we found, really have a lot of variation by location. In some of the areas where we found the highest levels of hexavalent chromium, primarily in the northern industrial section of Paramount, the levels have come down substantially. We were seeing levels about 25 and 26 nanograms in those locations, you know, and a couple readings above 10 nanograms. More recently, those levels have all been well below 1 nanogram per cubic meter.
Thank you, Joe K. The next question is, what were the most highest toxin levels, and what are the toxin levels currently? I'd like to refer you to the website where we post all the data, and you can go ahead and look at each particular level that we've been monitoring. So if you go to our website, aqmd.gov, and you, let's see, it's also, it's a pretty long URL, but aqmd.gov, /home/regulations, or you can just go to Google and Google AQMD and Paramount, and eventually you'll find the page linking to our Paramount Investigation website, and I will also respond to your email and just send you directly the link so that you can find and look at all the data as well. So I think that'd probably be easiest if I just reply to your email. Your next question, would the cooperation efforts put forth from the Paramount City Council be considered proactive? You know, I would consider, I think our agency has worked very well with the City of Paramount. We've been working in cooperation and partnership with them and several other public agencies in our investigation. And then how much interest does the Paramount City Council exemplify improving the air quality of the city? Not sure our agency is in a position to give an opinion, but I mean, by all appearances, the city's been very active. They created a new air quality subcommittee, and they've been, you know, engaged with us on a weekly basis, if not more, on our activities in the city. And then on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being of no interest and 10 being total community engagement, would the citizens of Paramount be rated in terms of expressing air quality concerns, reform, and search for new information? Again, I don't think it's really in our previous an agency to give an opinion or rate a community on their level of engagement. I certainly think that Paramount residents have been very informed, very active, and engaged on this issue. We've had several town hall meetings, and they've all been well attended. We do rulemaking meetings out in the community, and the residents also attend those. We also have these phone calls where residents participate and put in their questions. So. I don't think it's a question of, you know, are they interested? They are very much interested. But I would not feel comfortable putting a rating that. Would this case be officially considered a topic of environmental injustice and racism due to the data collected? I'm not sure that we could go ahead and put that based on data collected that it's environmental injustice. I think this is a legacy industry, and the community has been built around it over the years. I don't think it's, you know, and it's new information that we've learned about Chrome 6. So I maybe that's a question for the community members to see what their perspectives are, but not for this agency.
I would also chime in on you know this question. I think maybe we're scratching our heads a little bit because about the data, how the data collected relates to environmental justice issues. I think, you know, just maybe speaking a little bit more more broadly, you know, the South Coast Air Quality Management District engages in a variety of programs and activities through our environmental justice initiatives, and one of them is the Community Air Toxics Initiative, which, you know, kind of built upon many of the things that we learned from all our activities in Paramount, and built upon that to deploy a new investigation in the city of Compton. So that is just one example of environmental justice work that we've done at our agency. You know, in other concurrent efforts and other previous efforts at this agency, we've looked at air toxics exposures, including hexavalent chromium, but also including a very long list of other air toxics, you know, the most significant of which in our region is diesel, or diesel emissions, basically from diesel trucks and other diesel engines. And so, you know, certainly areas that are near the major trucking corridors have higher exposures to these diesel-related air toxics. And, you know, our agency has done quite a lot of work in trying to, you know, work to reduce those air toxic emissions.
Thank you, Joe Kay. What efforts are being put forth to educate the citizens of Paramount regarding air quality and environmentalism? There has been the creation of a new, I guess you can call it, environmental justice organization. I'm linking the name Paramount Communities Against Toxins or something along those lines. I think that group has been very active in engaging the residents to educate them on the issues that are going on. Certainly our agency has been out in the community since 2013, mostly in 2017 and 16, several times since we've discovered the issue there with Chrome 6, and having town halls and rule creating meetings. So we've been very engaged in trying to educate the residents about what's going on and how we're responding to it. What are the new concerns and problems being focused on?
I think, you know, we are continuing to monitor it at many different locations and continuing our investigative work on, you know, facilities that are potential emitters of chrome and perhaps other metals. Of course, you've already heard our updates on the odor surveillances in the areas near Lincoln Elementary, near Carlton Forge, and we're continuing to work to enforce our orders for abatement that we have on the facilities.
Thank you for your questions, Melissa, and I will be replying to you with a direct link to the website that will show you all the data that we've collected and link you to other types of information as well. And with that, we will now wait for more questions. Again, if you have any questions, you can email them to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. And we will wait for some questions. Again, if you have any questions, please email them to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. We'll wait a couple more minutes for any questions. It's probably safe to assume a lot of people are watching the game. It's probably busy. All right, with no more questions coming in, we'll call it a night. Pretty unusual, but I think, again, it's probably because of the Dodger game. So we will see you in a month on the fourth Tuesday of November, same time, 6:30. Thank you very much, and we'll see you in a month.